Palmetto Mornings on WRHI and CN2.
A10 here on WRHI's Palmetto Mornings, 78 degrees under sunny skies. I'm Chris Miller.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
You can find us on FM 100.1, AM 1340, also on CN2. That's Comporium Channel 102, as well as Facebook Live and YouTube. Marcus Gonzalez upstairs running the controls for CN2. Of course, Steven, the DJ Stone, running things down behind the desk today. Next Friday, we celebrate Juneteenth, which was celebrated as a federal holiday. President Joe Biden enacted that in 2021. And we have two of the best to tell us everything there is to know about not just Juneteenth, but the Juneteenth festival that happens next weekend. Stacey Anderson and Sabrina Miles, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming back to our microphones. You're no stranger. Yeah.
Now, you guys will also be on Straight Talk today. So we said this is kind of your warm-up act, if
dress
you will.
Dress rehearsal.
Yeah. Thank you.
For people out there who are unfamiliar with Juneteenth, and either one of you can do that, what is Juneteenth?
All right. I'll take a stab at it, and then our president will, he always jumps in. We are good partners.
You're a good 1-2 punch.
Yes. So Juneteenth is a celebration of freedom. As you all know, the Emancipation Proclamation was passed by our president, Lincoln, and I think that was September 22nd, 1862.
Yeah.
My history teacher would be proud.
You nailed it. 1862, that's exactly right.
But the word did not get to the slaves in Galveston, Texas until June 19th, 1865.
Wow. 2.5 years.
That's what I'm talking
years.
About.
Wow.
And in 2026, people don't want to work 15 minutes over their time.
Yeah, right.
15, yes. Try 5.
About 10 seconds.
Right. And like you said, 2.5 years of wow. continuing to be enslaved when they should have actually have been free.
Now, Sabrina, just got, was that due to that information just being repressed by slave owners? Hey, we don't want to tell them. Or it just took that long for the information to get there?
It was a combination. Okay. Because, of course, you know, we didn't have internet.
Yeah.
And word had to travel.
Sure.
But from the research that we've done, it was also some people suppressing the news, of course, not wanting to relinquish what they saw as a resource.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And but Colonel, what was that colonel's name?
I saw it all.
Well, he'll find it. But they actually arrived in Galveston, Texas, and told the slaves, "You all are free." Mm-hmm. And so there was a big celebration. You can only imagine what kind of celebration and rejoicing that there was. So now, as a way of remembering and also teaching the history and celebrating, we have Juneteenth.
That's great. And of course, you know, we talk about this a lot on the air and, you know, out what I'd like to call the wild. But, you know, it's great that we learn history, but we don't necessarily want that repeated. But we only got where we are because of the history that, you know, our ancestors had to go through, which is why y'all feel like it's so important, or we all feel it's so important to have this festival. So take us through what next weekend is going to look like and the who, what, when, where, why, and who can come and be a part of the celebration.
Just before we jump into that, I want to give a quick shout out to Mount Prospect Baptist Church.
Yes.
So back in the 1980s, some of the leaders in their church, Ms. Zora Holmes and Dr. Ann Kane, and it was several others at the church, their pastor Montgomery, they started trying to understand how can we pass this knowledge on about Juneteenth, how can we share this? And they started just in their church with maybe just an announcement, you know, focusing on it, you know, that Sunday either before or after Juneteenth. And so that's been happening since the 80s. And then it's evolved into what we're seeing now, where we're turning it into a full weekend of activities. But we keep Mount Prospect in the center of that. We go there to worship on that Sunday. But, yep, next weekend, next Friday, we will kick off at the Fountain, the City of Rock Hill, and Mary Geddes, they have been phenomenal partners mm-hmm. with us. They have joined us at the hip every year and said, hey, let's do it. We'll provide the food trucks. You bring the entertainment, and we'll just make this a fun gathering for the city. And so last year, I know we probably had anywhere, according to some numbers that we've seen, 7,000 to 8,000 folks wow. out there. Food trucks were completely, when they left, they had nothing. And people waited in line 30 like and 40 be, right? minutes for food. And we had Rudy Kearns here last year.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so Rock Hill hometown yeah. award-winning artist. And so the city just really came out to show him some love. But this year, Mellow Groove, who you've all seen yeah, around town.
Absolutely, yes.
They're great.
Phenomenal Fantastic. Group. They're going to be our headliners this year. We've got saxophonist, Mr. Eric Brown. We've got some dancers, local dancers. Emmett Scott has a drum ensemble, African drum ensemble. They're going to be on stage, and they're going to share with us. And then, of course, everybody loves some line dancing. And so we'll get the crowd. They get up. And so we've got plenty of that happening as well. And that's just Friday alone. Mm-hmm. And wake up Saturday morning, we're heading to Clinton College, 11 to 2. That's our Freedom Fest. And so a lot of arts, crafts mm-hmm. for sale, a lot of resources. We have a family genealogy company that comes every single year. They have the iPads out and help people find their roots and their families. And so that's a big hit. People stand in line for that. But there's food trucks, again, more entertainment. But it's in the height of the day, so hopefully the weather will cooperate, you know, with it. But we've got some great big tents. We've got some water. We've got freeze pops. We've got everything to keep everybody hydrated and moving. And then, as I said, we'll go back to Mount Prospect on Sunday and worship with that church family. And we invite all of the city to come join us there to close the weekend out.
And well, that's what's so great. I'm sorry, yeah, Chris. No, that's good. What's so great about the weekend is this is not just something for the African-American community. I mean, this is a Absolutely. Very inclusive event. Right. I know that y'all want to get that word out that it is for everyone, not even just the city. I mean, bring friends and family from, exactly. from wherever.
Absolutely. And one thing we've been able to do, thanks to the sponsor, the ATAX, the Rock Hill Accommodation Tax Tourism Commission, you know, we put up signage from Columbia to Charlotte. And I tell you, last year, there were some folks mm-hmm. that came. They were from Maryland.
Oh, wow.
We had some folks from Georgia. So the word gets out and people are coming because of the focus that we have on just drawing people to Rock Hill to come and stay and spend this weekend with us. And with the sports complex in play, yes. folks are, you know, mm-hmm. coming for tournaments and different things. And so that spills over to them coming down to hang out with us for the weekend.
Great.
Well, I like that you had food because I know
you and me both.
When Juneteenth was started, it was originally a food festival, right? So that was what it was surrounded about, food. People were excited about that. So Celebrate. What kind of foods, are there any special foods that you can tell us about y'all going to have?
Look, so it's from, I think we have 29 food trucks
29.
This year. 29. Last yes. year, because of the shortage or, you know, it was so, the lines were so long, I think it was just a little over 20. So we probably got 6 to 7 more this year that are showing up, and they're coming from all over, again, from Georgia, and they've been reaching out to the city
wow.
all year long. But you've got your seafood, you've got your tacos, which you can never go wrong with. You
well,
put anything
right.
in a taco, and it's all good. But desserts, there's a cupcake lady, I think that's been, everybody's been raving about, I think been all over the social media, and Sam from the city shared that she'll be there, so you can get that nightcap of a dessert before you head out, and if it makes it home, you know, when you sit up in the crowd with all the entertainment. But just an array of all types of food, anything that anybody wants to eat, you can find it next Friday at the food truck.
Absolutely. And if people are driving to work or they're out and about already this morning, where is the information that people can, is there a social media or a website they can go to? What do people need to do?
Yep. So if all social media, just look up Juneteenth Rock Hill and you can locate us there. Our website is JuneteenthRockHill.org and you can find information out there. We've got booklets that we're locating in different places. So commemorative booklets. And so we'll hand those out. We've got T-shirts to give away. So we ask everybody just come out
yes,
and have
a good-looking
a
shirt.
Great
you both
time.
Have them on today.
Yeah,
there's a white and a yellow. Love it.
Yep, yep. We
Love
changed it. The color up this year just to do something different and to keep cool.
That's awesome.
Number one. So excited. Yeah, very
That's
excited.
Great.
Mm-hmm. All right. Can I add one?
You can add.
Sure,
you can.
Okay.
Go for it.
Two things. We really want our youth to come out
yes.
and participate. And on Saturday, the Omegas of Rock Hill will yes. be giving their scholarship.
Yep.
So right. please come out and support that. And one other thing that we do is we do give a Dr. Ann Kane scholarship to a student who will be majoring in education. Mm-hmm. So this year our winner is Amaya Berry from Rock Hill High School, right. And she will receive a $1,000 scholarship. Wow.
That's amazing. Yeah, that's
and
great.
Dr. Ann Kane, I mentioned she was one of the early starters of sharing this information and just integral for the city of Rock Hill and Winthrop University, mm-hmm. a professor there. And so we have just fought hard to ensure that we pour back into our youth and that we have our youth focused on education.
That's right. And we talk about that all the time. We want them to be sitting in these seats one day. That's so what a better way to encourage them and have them be a part. So thank you both for all that you do.
And our producer upstairs, Marcus Gonzalez, texted me and said it was Colonel Gordon Granger.
Granger.
Tell him he's right.
Yes.
Colonel Gordon Granger, he jumped on it.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, you already know he sent that text real quick. He's on it. On it, getting it done.
Always need good people like that. And we have some amazing sponsors this year. I talked about the City of Rock Hill and the Parks and Recreation, but Robinson Funeral, Monica Ramseur and her team, and the William Family Foundation, Mr. Gary and Dave, it never fails. They always look to support and just make sure that their company gets to come out. Comporium, the Omegas of Rock Hill, and Rock Hill Coca-Cola Bottling Company. All right. So those are some of our major sponsors this year to make sure that we can bring this great festival every single year without fail.
Yeah. Well, we thank you for all that you do.
Yeah, thank you all.
Thank you.
Of course, that's Stacey Anderson, Sabrina Miles, talking about the upcoming Juneteenth Festival. That's next weekend, June 19th through 21st. Again, that website one more time.
www.juneteenthrockhill.org.
It is 8:21 on WRHI's Palmetto Mornings.